The Power of Trees: How Ancient Forests Can Save Us If We Let Them. Written by Peter Volubin and read by Mike Grady.
In hot, dry summers, trees have big problems. They cannot escape to the shade, and they cannot take a sip of water to cool themselves down. Indeed, they cannot react quickly in any way. And because they're so slow, it's all the more important for them to choose the right coping strategy. But what is the right strategy? And what happens when a tree makes a mistake? I had a ringside seat to observe this from the academy I established in Versofen, in the German state of Rhineland-Palatinate, to educate people about forests and help support struggling forests around the world. One side of North Street is lined with horse chestnuts. In the dry summer of 2020, the horse chestnuts behaved much like many trees in Europe that year. Their leaves began to take on the colours of fall in August, which is far sooner than normal. Horse chestnuts have been having a particularly challenging time in many parts of Europe for years. Shortly before 2000, horse chestnut leaf miners advancing northward reached the trees in Versofen. These small, light brown moths are native to Greece and Macedonia, the horse chestnut's original homeland. Up until the moth's arrival, like many other imported plants, the horse chestnuts in Versofen had been leading charmed lives. Although the ecosystems in countries like Germany are not perfect for these trees, it really is a bit too cold for them this far north, nevertheless, our chestnuts settled in nicely. The parasites that plagued them back home had not yet made it to the tree's new location, and being slightly colder in winter was a small price to pay for a life without leaf miners. Then, about 40 years ago, things started to change. That was when the moths began to follow their prey north, and eventually they too arrived in Versofen. Leaf miners do just as their name suggests. The caterpillars mine tunnels in leaves. The female moths lay their eggs on the surface of the leaves, and after they hatch, the caterpillars eat their way inside. Small brown wavy lines show where the moth babies have been happily chowing down. Happily, because living inside a leaf offers good protection from hungry birds. The mined sections of the leaves dry out, and the caterpillars continue to eat. As summer progresses, the foliage looks increasingly ragged, especially as the first round of egg laying is often followed by a second.